And now, on 1170 SEN Breakfast, Vossie's Verdict. For Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Yes, for Chemist Warehouse, great to have them on board with the verdict. And my verdict this morning, may I say, had a good weekend. A bit of gardening, a lot of gardening actually. Right on mower, got the Beast came out, the John Deere Beast came out, and got a lot done. Didn't crash, so all good. And got my health intact, bit sore, but there we go. Now, the league season is over. Consecutive days off was a rarity for me, how good, but discussions, it just meant that I could catch up with mates and my Dragons contingent. Footy is never off the agenda. And my Dragons mates, and you tell me, if you're a St. George Illawarra supporter, do you share these concerns? They're a little fired up over the weekend, not helped by what they read in regards outgoing fullback Matt Dufty in the Sunday Telegraph. Dufty is an interesting player. At his attacking best, he is quite brilliant. One of the best tries I've called in recent times. SCG, Anzac Day, that solo try a couple of years ago. Fantastic player when he's on song. He can light it up. He can break the best defences. It's a rare talent. But there's always been mixed reports on attitude off the field. Defence and positional play also been questioned. But as an attacking strike weapon, if it's me, I can live with the deficiencies in other areas. So my Dragons friends were surprised to read how structured coach Anthony Griffin wanted Dufty to play. And that in the end, that has been a key factor in his departure. The Dragons, a team that finished 11th on the ladder this year and 11th in the attacking stats. Now, the Dragons fans I mix with are still incredibly disappointed with their 2021 campaign, the dreadful losing run to finish the year post-barbecue. And might I say, they are also underwhelmed with the recruitment list for 2022. They are struggling to understand where the club has actually strengthened their roster. There are another three signings confirmed on Friday. Where my Canterbury friends are genuinely excited about their new player list for next season, I can't say the same for the Dragons faithful, and you tell me if you share your thoughts. The three announced last week, Aaron Woods, Jack Kaczewski, and Tau Tau Moga. They join Moses Mbai, Jaden Sewer, Francis Molo, Moses Suli, and George Burgess as the new faces in the red and white. How would you score the recruiting campaign out of 10? The points raised with me, how is the roster actually improved after the exit of the likes of Dufty and Cameron McInnes and Paul Vaughan, Corey Norman, Adam Clune, Jordan Pereira, another one to leave? And what was the strategy going into the recruitment campaign, the areas they needed to improve? The key, as I see it, to the Dragons' chances, the young players who we saw filtering through over the last 12 to 18 months, their development needs to be fast-tracked. If they step up as a collective, Dragons will be a top eight hope. If they don't, well, 11th on the ladder could make a repeat performance in 2022.
Vossie's Verdict for Chemist Warehouse. Shop in store or online at Chemist Warehouse for big brands at the lowest prices every day.